That Confederate memorial in Forest Park has people talking. A lot of folks want it removed. They call it an offensive tribute to slavery and secession. Others say it's a tribute to history, not the Confederacy. It's a debate that's going on elsewhere involving the removal of Confederate flags in southern capitals and noisy reaction to memorials removed in New Orleans recently. Two St. Louis mayors, Crewson and Slay, say the Forest Park memorial must go. Graffiti artists agree. We'll want to hear from you on this today. With me to talk about it, William Stage, a local author who has said not so fast to removal in a recent letter to the Post-Dispatch. We expect to be joined shortly by Sharon Tyus, the First Ward City St. Louis Alderwoman. She wants the statue gone, and she is proposing legislation to do just that. As I say, we expect to hear from her shortly, so let's begin with William Stage. William, make your synopsized version of your best argument against removal.
But first, I just wanted to say I'm not affiliated with the Confederacy, nor do I have any particular agenda other than to preserve a piece of established architecture. I do have a connection to the memorial in that several generations of my family have served in the military, myself included, Army and Air Force both, and that this goes back to my ancestor David Stage from upstate New York, who fought for the Union during the Civil War, and I have his rifle and some letters.
All right.
So I feel like I'm connected to it somehow, and if you told me I'd be defending a Confederate memorial half a year ago, I would have thought you were nuts. I mean, but I do have...
might have thought that otherwise. Go ahead.
I do have some feelings about it, and I think I'm coming to it from at least two very personal perspectives. One, from a soldier's point of view. I'm a two-time veteran. Mm-hmm. And that involves acknowledging and even respecting, on general principle, the courage and beliefs of all men-at-arms. Mm-hmm. And the other one has to do with the cliche about erasing history, that it's a bad idea and it serves no one well.
Well, let's talk about the notion of erasing history. There are some proposals to simply put it someplace other than a public park, perhaps the Jefferson Barracks Civil War Museum, where such artifacts, if I can call it an artifact, would be more welcome perhaps.
And where it's out of public view.
Not necessarily. I mean,
it might be outdoors. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you think that notion would suffice? Perhaps it remains in the area. It remains potentially in public view, and
well,
it is not. You know,
that could be a good. No, I mean, really, that could be a good middle ground.
You know? Well, that's something that's certainly being talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to take the point of view that Sharon Tyus is going to be giving us in just a moment. Just saying, that's one of the things that is certainly being talked about.
Right.
And let's have some of the substance of your letter, some of the things that you pointed out you thought people should be thinking about in conjunction with this.
Well, that I feel like, we are all tied into this history, and the Civil War and its aftermath is our heritage, and to try to shove it under the rug, to make it go away or remove select symbols of it from public view seems dishonest to me.
But again, if it were just moved to someplace else, it would still remain in view. Why does it have to be in Forest Park?
Oh, well, I was never even thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it that would be okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking that it would be somewhere else that would be of equal viewing opportunity.
Do you see it in any sense as slanderous and affront to the black community?
I can definitely see where they would think that, yes. I mean, I get it. I totally get it. But, you know, like I say, it's all of our history. And maybe it's good that it's there for both the people who are offended by it and the people who enjoy it, because it gives us something to talk about. You know, it could be a springboard for dialogue, like what was supposed to happen here today.
Yeah, well, it's going to happen today, because I understand that Alderwoman Sharon Tyus of the First Ward is with us by phone. Alderwoman Tyus, are you there?
Yes, good afternoon, Don.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
I'm fine. Say hi to William Stage, who is with us in studio.
He's Mr. Stage.
Sharon, let me ask you to give us a synopsized version of what it is about this monument that you object to.
So I have an objective to not only this monument, but others of a similar ilk that have been spread all around the United States. First of all, I think it was a campaign. Many of these statues and monuments were donated by the Daughters of the Civil War. And it's a way to change, it's a false narrative of what the Civil War was about. And so I'm objecting to it because as I looked around and started doing research, and I started working on this a couple of years ago, I don't find statues of Benedict Arnold. I don't find statues of Adolf Hitler. I don't find statues of people who fought in the German War, the Germans. But all of a sudden, we got these memorials and statues of the Civil War of the Confederacy. And I don't have a problem with people having these things on their own personal property. In fact, I would defend their rights, flags, monuments, whatever. And I don't have a problem for it being in a history museum and telling a full tale. But when you just put a monument out there, now look at our guys going off to war. That's a false narrative of what the Civil War was about. And it's not just a race thing. It's also that you attempted to secede from the United States of America.
If I may say so, you say all of a sudden all of these memorials and statues begin to appear. They've been around for a long time. This has been there almost for a full century.
Well, when I say all of a sudden, I mean after the Civil War. This, we didn't get this in the 1800s. We got this in 1916. And so that was a campaign. And it wasn't just us. It was all across the country. I actually have a list of Confederate monuments all across the country. And they start to appear. And many of them were from daughters of the Civil War and the Confederacy. And the whole thing was to put a new spin on what the Civil War was about. And many people would argue that it was about states' rights. But what did the states want to have a right to do? They wanted to have a right to have slaves, and that's an immoral reason.
William Stage, you say that this is history, and Alderwoman Taya says it's a false narrative.
Well, I'm back on something she said earlier, which was you don't see statues of Adolf Hitler or you know losing sides of a war between two countries, but all the people that fought in the Civil War were Americans, you know, and everyone who died in that conflict was an American. And she and you and I, we probably are friends with some descendants of Confederate soldiers. So it sounds like certain people want to, that an entire demographic of Americans should be demonized and denied their memorial because of an ideology that maybe she finds offensive.
Well, and apparently she does, and others too. The mayor of New Orleans, Mitch Landrieu, had quite an emotional speech this past week with regard to that. And as regards the troops, he says they may have been warriors, but in this cause they were not patriots. They were fighting for what was attempted to be yet another country, seceding from this one.
Right. I don't know that much about the Civil War, but I do know it wasn't just about slavery. I think it was partly a reaction to the South feeling like the Northern states were trying to shove their way of life down their throat.
You don't think it was about slavery?
It wasn't just about slavery, no.
Your thoughts on that, Alderwoman Tyus?
Well, first I want to reply to something he said. I am actually a Southerner. I was born in Tennessee. There's a good chance that one of my relatives, because I have my grandfather was half white, I could have a Confederate soldier. And I still would not want that Confederate soldier honored. When I hear him saying it wasn't just about slavery, that's the whole false narrative that I'm saying. Because no place on that Confederate monument does it talk about even partly being about slavery, or how slavery is wrong. But see, when we get into that, that's another false narrative. Because my primary thing, even before slavery, which is horrible, is that they attempted to succeed from the United States of America. And he talks about that they were all Americans. But let's go back to the Revolutionary War when we were British citizens. And right now we use the term Benedict Arnold as somebody who was really a bad person and a traitor. But Benedict Arnold went over to the side of the British, and he fought to keep us British colonies. So at that time, we were all British. So he could be held as honorable, but we do not, because he was on the losing side of a battle. So that's the same thing with the Southern Confederacy. You did not win. To me, it's an insult to all the Union soldiers, black or white, that fought for us remaining the United States of America. And then for people to say, well, it wasn't all about slavery. If any portion of it was about slavery, then it's immoral and it was illegal and it should not be in a part, especially all these years, not explaining how terrible slavery was. Put it in a museum, and then make sure you put a narrative about how terrible a cause it was and that they lost. And we do not want to tear up the United States. We don't want states seceding. And so let's make sure we give the full benefit of what the Civil War was about. If you want to argue that it also was about states' rights, but you got to ask, what did the states want to have a right to do? They wanted to have slavery because they had free labor to do cotton and crops.
What about if something were posted at the current site, which gave a little more substance to the narrative, as you've suggested, really putting all of this into context? Would that work for you?
It would not, because the current site is not the, you know, there are some battleground sites, which I fully support. If this was a famous battleground site or something famous happened, this was just where some people in 1916 chose to put it. Right across from, if you go out to Forest Park, right across from that, there is a cannon from the Spanish-American War. It does not need to be out. Either one of them need to be out in the public, but especially the Confederates. So I want it taken down. I want it put someplace in a history museum. And really, the people that I represent, they think I'm being too gentle. They don't care. Their suggestions have been more to the point of getting the rope and pulling it down. I am a city elected official. I do not want to commit waste. I do not have a problem. I'm not trying to run for my history. As an African-American female that's an attorney, I cannot run for my history. But I also don't want to have false narratives and a false history out there. And the very fact that because we want to take it down and move it and put it someplace else, that they're having a fit about it, or, oh, it shouldn't be moved, well, why not? What makes that so special that it couldn't be put in a history museum?
Would moving it to Jefferson Barracks and the Civil War Museum there be something that you could find acceptable?
I would if I knew all the parameters that went with it, because what I saw in the news, and I'm not sure, and that's why we're going to be having hearings and trying to get information, they wanted to have the rights to where it would be placed. So I would have to hear everything about what their proposal is. I can't just say I'm for it. In theory, I would be for it, okay? But I would like to hear everything about it.
Well, you have legislation pending in the before the Board of Aldermen with regard to removal. What essentially does your proposed legislation say?
Well, my proposed legislation says that it should be removed. It says we should not use tax dollars. I actually propose to put a committee together made of the mayor, the president of the board, the comptroller, the treasurer, and then the chairman of parks. And they would be able to raise money and create a special fund to have it removed. Now, I've heard also different amounts of how much it would take to have it removed. One of the reasons I put the treasurer on it is because, and she's a little bit younger than I, is the young people, they use these GoFundMe accounts. I never would have thought of that. But that's a unique way of people who want to donate and say, hey, I want to help remove this thing. So my legislation would let us raise money, and we could either remove it with the money we raised. We might sell it. We might donate it back to the people who gave it to us. There are several suggestions in my legislation which we would work out in committee hearing.
All right. William Stage, do you want to react to any of that?
Anybody who's seen this thing will know how big it is. It's 40 tons. It's huge. I mean, you know, it's going to be a mechanical wonder to pick it up and move it. And if it does get broken, I mean, well, first of all, it's tastefully done. It has artistic merit and historic significance. If it'd be a shame to see it sheared in pieces from inept handling. And all the proponents would be able to say about that is, sorry. But, you know, I hadn't thought about, you know, moving it to the Jefferson Barracks Museum like you talked about. And I think that's a good idea.
All right.
It doesn't have to be in Forest Park, but no, but it's been there for a long time. And, I mean, most people have never even seen it and haven't really thought about it until the last month or so.
Well, whatever. I mean, that discussion is taking place now, and a lot of people are worked up about it, and a lot of people want something done one way or the other and get this thing resolved, no question. We've got to take a break. We'll do that now and come back. We have some callers who want to get into the conversation, and we'll continue our conversation with Sharon Tyus, the alderwoman for the First Ward in the city of St. Louis, and William Stage, who is a writer and who recently wrote a letter to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch arguing basically for retaining the monument, the Confederate monument in Forest Park. Back to continue this conversation in just a moment. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Now back to our conversation with William Stage and Sharon Tyus. We are talking about the propriety of retaining or removing the Confederate Memorial from Forest Park. It's been there for more than 100 years. Let's take a call or two before we get back to our studio guests and our guest by phone. We'll bring in Max calling from St. Louis. Max, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Stage. Good afternoon, Alderwoman Tyus. This is directed to Alderwoman Tyus, or it's a request, it's a plea. The street sign needs to go, the street signs, Confederate Drive. There is no place for those. They could go this afternoon. I've had it explained to me. It takes an act of the Board of Aldermen. Well, why didn't they act on this when Slay brought it up 2 years ago? It's the fact that those signs are still up. The monument's going to be there for a while. It's going to cost more than $100,000 to move it properly. I want it gone. I don't want it in Jefferson Barracks. Although there are Confederate soldiers who are interned at the barracks, the majority of soldiers in Jefferson Barracks, my father from World War II, Marine, fought for the United States of America.
Yes.
And that monument was put up, what, nearly 45, 46, 7 years ago, after the war. Yes, it's been there for over 100 years, but it was put up after the war, and Alderwoman Tyus was right. All those monuments were erected after the war. It was part of something that historians now refer to as the Lost Cause Movement.
Yes.
Yes, Max, thank you for the call. Alderwoman Tyus, a comment to that?
I would like to, first of all, agree with the caller. 2 years ago, I actually brought it up. Lida Cluson was then an alderwoman of the 28th Ward. She came to change it to Cricket Drive. At that point, I brought up why we don't have any streets named after African American or history, historical black figures or civil rights workers. And so my objection was not so much not to change it. Why couldn't we do it something that would include African American? The city is over 50% African American now, and so we should have, a lot of times when these things happen, we didn't, blacks didn't have the right to have things named after them. We should correct that. And also, my legislation does require us to rename Confederate Drive, so I agree with the caller.
Is it your bill that would rename it Scott Joplin Drive?
That is correct.
Right. I walked past that that intersection today at Confederate and Cricket, and I was surprised to see the Confederate street sign still there. I thought that was long gone. It was decided a couple of years ago.
No, it wasn't. And I want to add one other thing. He talks about his father. My family is a military family. Four of my uncles served in the military in different wars, from the Korean War. My sister served 23 years in the Air Force. I am an American. There is no Confederacy, and I do not honor the Confederacy.
William Stage, what are your thoughts about Confederate Drive? And
I have no problem. I it doesn't mean anything to me at all. I mean, I'm not I'm not a Confederate believer, you know. Mm. I just like the monument. I thought the monument was harmless, basically.
Okay.
So I have no problem with changing the name of Confederate Drive.
Should this issue be put to a public vote? That has been proposed.
I like that idea.
What do you think, Alderman Tyus?
We are a representative form of government. Oftentimes I do ask that question about putting things to a public vote. But other times we cannot put everything to a public vote. There's already been a public vote. I just got elected to my fifth term. That's been the public vote. I was actually gerrymandered out of my seat and was gone for 10 years, and then the people sent me back. So there's been a public vote. I meet with my constituents regularly. That's what the 28 aldermen are down there to decide. And then the mayor can make a decision if she signs the legislation that passes out the Board of Aldermen.
Let's take another call. This time we'll bring in Valerie calling from Florissant. Valerie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you. I wanted to speak to the revisionist history that I was hearing a bit from the gentleman and certainly have seen among many others recently about the Confederacy and how we should or should not honor these people. If you read the Confederate Vice President Stephens' cornerstone speech, or you read the secessionist state's own individual causes for secession, these are documents that are very easy to find online. You see that, in fact, slavery was indeed the primary cause for them to secede from the United States of America. So they not only were committing treason in their secession, but they were doing so for a racist and despicable ideology. Stephen's speech, in fact, talks very explicitly about how African Americans are not human beings, about how all whites are linked together by virtue of their race, and he is very critical of the northern states, of the United States of America, for trying to claim the humanity of African Americans. So monuments to Confederate generals or other individuals are, in fact, monuments to racism and to treason. And that should be apparent to any true American.
Valerie, thank you so much for the call. We'll respond to that. What about that, William Stage? I mean, in defense of your position, you'd have to consider the fact that, in fact, it is a monument to an act of treason.
I knew I was going to get put on the spot like this. I have just a few points I'm making, and I don't feel like I'm really prepared or qualified to give a rebuttal to that, you know? Mm-hmm. I just see the monument as a piece of history. My point of view is pretty simplistic, you know? I don't what she just said, I don't think that way, you know? But I grew up in Michigan, so I have very, very little contact with, you know, Confederate ideals and Confederate Southern sympathies and sentimentality like that. But I just see this monument as something that is that this very large group of people who got together and fought, you know, that they deserve something.
Well, there are. I mean, there certainly are monuments in other parts of the country that are undergoing the same kind of scrutiny that this is. And the movement seems to be to get rid of them.
It's kind of like censoring Huckleberry Finn in a way, you know? I mean, because there's some disparaging epithet in there. And so you've banned the book, and it gives an emotional gratification at first, but then maybe down the road you have serious misgivings about what you did.
There is there are other statues, of course, in the park, and Alderwoman Tyus. One of them is to a German, Franz Siegel, who played a prominent role in the Civil War for the Union side. You know, and I just wonder, in talking about this, if it might have been appropriate to remove that statue during World War I or World War II because he was German. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. And you said, and I actually have been going through learning about all the other statues because I didn't just want to know about the Confederates. So they actually, you can go online and they tell you all the statues that are in Forest Park. And your question is about the guy who was German, who was for the Union, and but then we fought the Germans later. Is that what your question is?
Yeah, and that therefore would it have been appropriate to remove his statue at that time when the Germans were our enemy?
No, because that's different, okay? The Germans, we were fighting the Germans for a cause, but this guy actually was with us in the victorious war. So I don't see that they are the same things at all. And I also would not support taking, I want to just speak to his point, I do not support taking Huckleberry Finn or any piece of written literature out because it has terms that I don't like. I know those terms. I've been called those terms. And yes, that is, but you read that in the context of a book. Here, out of nowhere, you decide to donate a statue to a losing cause that was against the United States of America. The Germany, we always fight wars and then we make up. But when you're trying to tear my country apart, that is different from me fighting a war and then becoming later allies, okay, and being able to reconcile that. But your right to tear a country up and to enslave my people, I will never support that. And I do believe it continues to be a false narrative. And also I want to speak to what he said about that inept people would take these statues down. I have not heard of one instance in where a statue has been broken. We would not spend $100,000 or $20,000 or $30,000 or whatever it costs to tear the statue up. Now, let me just say, me personally, not representing anybody else, I would not be upset about it. But me as a city elected official, I've represented the city for too many years. I would not commit that kind of waste.
All right. Let's want to react to that, William, or shall I just move on?
Move on.
Move on to Brian calling from St. Louis. Brian, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I agree with the alderman's position and recognizing that it's a 40-ton-foot statue that's going to cost a lot. As Desaro Jones has been raising money for us, Alderman, perhaps there's an opportunity to, since it sits right by the Missouri History Museum, to use that money to put up an updated narrative that explains the full context of the statue and maybe our desire for reconciliation. What do you think?
Alderwoman?
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I would not have a problem going into the History Museum. I do have a problem with it being on public display out in the public because that furthers that false narrative that they were attempting to do. After people, when they talk about the Civil War, they act like, well, the Civil War was over and everything was honey. It was not. So we still had to get civil rights to vote. When the Civil War was over, we actually had black U.S. Senators. They got rid of all of that. We went into all kind of laws to take black people's right away. So just because they got rid of slavery, they did not get rid of all the ills and ilks of slavery. And I do not believe that we should have anything, not any memorial to a Confederate cause out in any of our public parks. I would not have a problem at all if it was moved to the History Museum and then we talked fully about what that meant.
Do you have any sense, Alderwoman Tyus, as to what Mayor Crewson is going to come up with? She says she'll have some ideas about what to do with it in the next couple of weeks.
I don't, but we intend to ask the mayor or her representative to come and talk to the Parks Committee. I don't believe that the mayor is the person to take it down. I do believe this latest authority from the Board of Aldermen. I do support her efforts, though. And if you would talk to her, she would tell you that 2 years I raised some of these issues. So I support it. I believe it's a good cause. I actually watched the mayor from New Orleans in his speech. I thought it was right on point. And I think that we could take a page from him in getting them removed, this memorial, a monument removed quickly, and moving on to other things that we are working on in the city of St. Louis.
Let me take a line from that speech by Mayor Landrieu. He says, all of this begs the questions, why are there no slave ship monuments, no prominent markers on public land to remember the lynchings or the slave blocks, nothing to remember this long chapter of our lives, the pain, the sacrifice, the shame. That's a quote from his speech. And we have an email from Steve here saying, take the plate off and repurpose this monument to recognize the Underground Railroad or some other group of people or some of these other things that I've been talking about, quoting from Mayor Landrieu's speech. How does that sound to you? That might be a nice compromise. I'll start with you, William Stage.
It wouldn't be a bad idea. I mean, you know, but you'd have to keep some of the inscription that's already on there, but you could add to it.
Alderwoman Tyus?
I am opposed to that. I'm not trying to repurpose a Confederate monument. I'm not trying to repurpose a Confederate flag. I'm not trying to repurpose anything Confederate. They lost the war. It was illegal and immoral. If you want something, you put it in a history museum. You do not leave it out here so that we can make them feel better. I don't want to make them feel better. That was a terrible purpose to enslave people. And so I'm not trying to come to some compromise. It needs to go. I would not want to compromise if you had a Hitler statue out here. All kind of things I would not compromise on. So I do not think that's a good compromise. It was a Confederate monument. And so what we can do is put it someplace, and we can still talk about it. I like better that you keep this monument someplace, and then you talk about how horrible this was. You don't leave it out here as, well, now they feel better. I don't want them to feel better. It's not a good thing. It wasn't a good thing when it happened, and it's still a lot of things that go on to this day. That's why we still have a movement out there called Black Lives Matter, because black lives do matter, and they didn't matter during the Civil War at all.
William Stage, are arguments convincing you away from your position?
Well, I wonder, have you ever been to a Confederate cemetery? There's one in Alton, and I went to one where the Confederate prison was in Alton, and I went to another one down in Nashville. And the feeling you get is the same as you might get at a cemetery for Union soldiers only, or a cemetery of D-Day casualties, allies over in France, or any burial ground filled with casualties of war. There's a sadness and an appreciation for the valor and self-sacrifice that led to their deaths. And that's true for soldiers on either side of the conflict.
Thoughts?
I have not been to a Civil War cemetery, especially a Confederate cemetery. I would not think of any reason for me to go. I have learned about the Confederacy in school. I will continue to think that it is an immoral, illegal thing that happened to people that happened to be my ancestors. And I've watched this, what happens when you enslave people up to this day. I watched my grandmother. I have stood in line when my grandmother in the South in Tennessee tried to register to vote. I've watched people have hoses turned on them. This is all directly a result of people who thought they were superior to black people, and that they could enslave them. And then when they had to stop making money off of their free labor, think that it was all right to keep them from being educated, from them being housed.
I've got to stop you there. Unfortunately, our time has run out, Alderwoman Tyus. Thank you for being with us and talking about this obviously emotional subject. William Stage, thank you as
well. All right, thank you.
This discussion will go on, obviously. Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is produced by Mary Edwards, Alex Hoyer, and Kelly Moffitt, with production assistance from Aaron Dorr, Monica Ramirez, Alicia Lee, and Spencer Reed, executive producers Robert Peterson. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.